Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. In 2008, the U.S. government's National Council on Intelligence prepared the first national intelligence assessment on the security challenges presented by climate change. It found that global warming will further destabilize already volatile parts of the world and should be considered in national security planning. But congressional Republicans dismissed the report as, quote, a waste of resources, quote, reports Kate Shepard at Mother Jones. Earlier this year, congressional Republicans proposed cutting at least 11 government programs involved with climate and succeeded in axing the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Service. More recently, Republican representatives voted to bar the Department of Homeland Security from working with the government's Interagency Task Force on Climate Change Adaptation, which is charged with making recommendations about how to prepare for climate change. Essentially, the amendment to Homeland Security's budget bill actively tells national security experts to stop caring about an issue that they have flagged as a concern. In the meantime, Captain Tim Galludet, an oceanographer and deputy director of the Navy's Climate Change Task Force, notes that ice, as in melting Arctic ice, doesn't vote. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report.